This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Wednesday, May 7, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Electrical engineering company Powertech, a subsidiary of the Eltron Group, said on Tuesday that while the prevailing South African power supply crisis was a risk to its operations, it was also creating many opportunities for the company. Eltron Chief Executive Robert Venter commented that there had been an increase in demand for backup power, gensets, battery systems and solar systems, as well as new impetus for cogeneration opportunities for alternative power supplies in South Africa. In addition, there was a growing appetite for demand-side management systems and products to reduce electricity consumption, increasing expenditure by Eskom and the municipalities on substations and networks, which all presented new opportunities for Powertech.
Significant increase in demand for backup power, gensets, battery systems, solar systems. These are all technologies that provide alternative power supply. So obviously that's an opportunity.
Africa's biggest cement maker, PPC, on Wednesday posted a net profit for the 6 months ended March 31 of 674 million rand, which was a 15% increase on the same period the previous year, as government spending on infrastructure projects continued to swell. Headline earnings a share showed a 16% rise after the group grew its revenue by 13% to 2.9 billion rand. CEO John Gomesel said it was a robust set of half-year results given current market conditions, with cement demand being driven by infrastructural and affordable housing programs. South Africa's biggest gold miner, AngloGold Ashanti, said on Tuesday that it was confident of moving towards full production capacity at its local operations and said it would claw back a large slice of the gold ounces it had expected to lose because of the national power crisis. It was currently operating at 96.5% of its previous electricity use and was targeting a 4.5% power reduction this year, CEO Mark Kutafani said. The company managed to exceed its production guidance for the quarter ended March 31 by 9%, producing 1.2 million ounces of gold.
Based on a higher power allocation of 96.5%, and together with power initiatives that I've discussed, we're confident in moving towards full production capacity, and we will claw back a substantial proportion of the 200,000 ounces we anticipated to lose from April 2008 to December 2008.
Also making headlines, oil steadies near $122 ahead of US inventory data. Ford to export Rangers to the rest of Africa. New vehicle sales dropped 2.8% while demand continues to weaken. Rand gold first quarter output up on higher gold price. Day of mourning as Goldfields pays tribute to South Deep miners. And Xstrata coal output declines but chrome and copper rise. In political news, China arms ship unloads only cement in Angola, says the International Transport Workers Federation. South Africa's HIV infection rate estimated at 5.6 million. And a study finds Africans get substandard malaria drugs. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.